It can be difficult to thrive as a new and emerging artist. Our goal with this project is to increase the exposure of new artists in the community and to showcase and share the new talents of the region's population with the greater community. This project will make it possible for a new artist who lacks significant financial support to be showcased on the radio. Artists, regardless of age, ethnicity, income, and ability, will have the opportunity to be included in this programming. By engaging a younger demographic, this project helps ensure that the arts, culture, and history will thrive in Minnesota. For the second segment, we had the opportunity to sit down with electronic DJ from Minneapolis. Token has been emerging in the local Minneapolis electronic scene in the past year. He continues to increase his fan base after each performance through his love and dedication for music.
Persona that I came up with my friend Cherry. Cherry gave me the name, and I just decided that I would stick with it when I started, when I came to the decision I wanted to start DJing music.
Okay, explain the style of music that you create.
The style of music that I tend to play ranges from dubstep to electro and house, to most recently trap and trap style. I like to be able to play a variety, but lately I've been running the trap so hard that I'm just sticking with it. So,
explain to the listeners, I guess, kind of what trap is, and you know, for someone that might not know what that style of music is, just I guess talk about that a little bit.
Well, I don't know. In my opinion, as far as trap music's been around for a while, and it generalized the origin of hip hop, and it's more nonetheless hip hop with electronic music mixed or blended into it. So it's a good combination for me. It suits my style because I have a hip hop background, and being into the electronic music, it works out really good for me.
So I guess at what age did you start making music, and like has your style of music changed with the other music that's, you know, as other hip hop music has kind of changed?
Well, yeah, because I mean, I started doing music when I was 14. Me and a few buddies, we started recording our lyrics with a computer microphone at my house upstairs in the computer room. And from there, it went from that to finding instrumentals and then starting to rap over that and then like getting in touch with like other producers and stuff in town, and we would eventually click up, and then we started throwing events and stuff. But like as far as like the change in music, yeah, I mean, I grew out a lot of the hip hop, and it because a lot of it started sounding the same, you know, and artists weren't really putting forth an effort. It was more just because of the cash and what was there and involved with it. So, and then being from the electronic scene side of it, where it's really all in love and people support a lot of each other, making that change in style of music that I listen to and stuff like that was a huge deal.
What made you decide to start creating music?
To be completely honest, I've always wanted to make music. Like, you know, like I said, I started when I was 14, so it was more nonetheless trying to find the right style of music or what I caught on to and what I liked to do the most and what I had most fun with. And being with the electronic music and the trap, it worked out the best.
Who influenced you along the way as you were growing up?
Growing up wise, I mean, it goes everything from like Devin the Dude, Young Jeezy. I listen to like a lot of down south music, so like Bun B, Flip, Slim Thug, Paul Wall, that type of stuff, you know. And then like it even goes from like Method Man, Redman, to like, I mean, I'll even throw out there like Will Smith had a banging PP when I was like way back in the day when I was in school and stuff. So I mean, there's been a lot of different influences.
Yeah, like, I remember the Will Smith era.
Yeah, right. What is that? The Miami.
Yeah, Miami. But I mean, that was hot, you know, for Miami because that was their club music at the time, you know.
Yeah,
before
definitely.
The electronic scene really blew up down there, even.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at it from like different angles, from different genres and stuff like that, and like different types of music have always been around. Like electronic music, you know, granted it may have been in overseas or it may have been in different areas, but it's always lived, and you know, it's making a huge come up now, especially with the way things are going with the blend and transitions between the hip-hop and the electronic scene.
Yeah, so I guess I'm going to go to this question now. As a new and emerging artist, what have been the difficulties in the current scene?
The difficulties is, there's not really many I see in my perspective, but like as a scene as a whole, like there's a lot of different types, and it varies to the genres, like from hard style to dubstep to trap music to electro house and stuff like that. There's all different types of people that come out to these types of events, and same thing with hip hop. Like, you know, you have your local hip hop, you have your national hip hop, people that follow the trend of like the southern style or the West Coast slang type music, you know. And yeah, and the struggle probably is making a name for yourself and having it recognized, you know what I mean? Like, everybody wants to do music. Everybody wants to be a DJ or a rap artist or a producer. But, you know, only so many are going to make it because they're not copying other people's style. They're original, you know what I mean? So that's probably the biggest thing, is making an identity for yourself.
I guess as a new and emerging artist, one question that I've always have is like, what do you do for promotion, and you know, what, how have you gotten your name out there and your music out there to the listeners?
There's, well, SoundCloud is the best way. For anybody new, if you don't have a SoundCloud, you're retarded, get one. I don't mean that personally, but you need to get one. Because I have people all over the globe following my SoundCloud, and it's literally just people posting on there. But the other ways, just recently in the past couple months, I took on having a manager. Her name's Cherry. She's probably my number one source line right now. She helps me with all my promotions online, getting in contact with people in production companies, keeping my bookings organized. Like, if I did not have her right now, I'd be in a world of trouble. So thank you, Cherry. I appreciate that. And if you guys don't have a Cherry, you need to get a Cherry. I'm not talking about the ones that you get at Cub Foods that you can, you know, sit there and eat in jars and stuff. I'm talking about like an actual physical person. She's real. She helps. She's awesome.
Talk about the growing electronic music scene in Minnesota and the contributing factors to the growing success.
Oh, man, there's a lot. The electronic scene in Minnesota has grown so much in the past years, from only having a few companies around, like Devious One and we got Sound in Motion. They're having multiple different crews, including the crew that I run with, Global Takedown, shout outs. There's so many different styles of electronic music, and it's awesome to see that we have such a wide range covered, from KJ doing Concrete Jungle and the drum and bass, to Reload, to Hard Dance Nation doing their monthly thing, to Sound in Motion, who brings in Big Top Dogs, TC Dubstep, who brings in some dirty dubstep, and, you know, they're starting to run trap nights too. So I mean, like, it as the electronic scene evolves, Minnesota keeps evolving. And it's not even just in Minneapolis. Like, there's companies that are up north, like DS Frequency. They do stuff up there. So, you know, not even just in the greater metro. We got covered up in Duluth. There's stuff going on in Fargo and Moorhead. Bemidji's interested in doing shows up there. I've heard Rochester's has shows down there. A lot of the festivals over the summer last year were in Houston, Minnesota. So, I mean, it's all over the place. And It's really cool to see everyone come together to go to the shows and to support the local artists and the national acts, because, I mean, everyone has such a huge impact on where this scene is driven and where it's going to go, too. And me being just one person, I'm actually, like, I like being involved with that. Like, it makes me feel like I'm contributing to something that's a bigger cause than just me, because, I mean, clearly it's huge.
Okay, well, now what are your future plans as a new and emerging artist?
I got a few plans. I'm trying to go on tour within the next couple years. I wanna be traveling. I do know for sure. Coming up this winter in February, I'll be on tour in the northern part of the state and in North Dakota. I'm working on producing a few more tracks with artist Cross Seas, actually, and just networking, getting to know people. You know, trying to find more knowledge in this, to see where it leads.
All right, well, thank you, Token, for taking the time to sit down with us and talk about yourself as an emerging artist. Just one last thing for the listeners. Where can we find your music online?
You can find me online, facebook.com/TOK3NDJ. Same thing on the SoundCloud, /TOK3NDJ. Check me out. Check my boys out, Global Takedown. Shout outs to everybody out in Minneapolis. Love you guys. Thanks for the support. For everybody up north too, you guys are rocking. I hope to see you guys sometime soon too. So be on the lookout for me. Token's coming.
On Facebook, and now you're going